Hello, Audio Candy. Today I'm going to be doing I'm Always On's questionnaire for the weekly challenge. So, number one, what do you do when you can't sleep? Well, I feel like I've kind of told a lot of you guys this before, but I am not the best sleeper in the world. I kind of just don't sleep that much, I guess. So whenever I can't sleep, I usually just end up staying awake. There's nothing that's ever really worked before to get me back to sleep. I guess there's things that I do, you know, like I turn off all the lights. Well, they're usually already off anyway. Sometimes I read, but I always either am too tired to comprehend what I'm reading, or I get way too into the book, and that definitely doesn't make me sleep. Sometimes I watch ASMR videos, or sometimes I listen to rambly audios, but those kind of more make me happy than sleepy. It does calm my mind though, so that's nice. Number two, what equipment / software do you use to record / edit your audios? I have a MacBook Pro, and I just use the built-in mic on my computer. From the feedback that I've gotten, I heard that it works fine, so I'm probably not going to be getting a separate fancy mic until it seems necessary to me. And to edit, I use Audacity, which doesn't work very well on Mac. It's okay, you know, it works well enough, but I have a hard time importing audios from my phone into Audacity and taking songs out of my iTunes library and putting them into Audacity. I have to like do all kinds of crazy computer stuff. I figured out how to do it a few days ago actually, but it's still more work than I should have to do. Number three, do you have any tattoos or piercings? My ears are pierced, but I'm not actually wearing earrings right now, and I haven't in a few weeks. So I probably should, so that they don't like close up on me, because that's almost happened before. And I'm probably not going to be getting any more piercings, just because it seems like a lot to keep up with. For tattoos, nope, I do not have any tattoos, and I don't really see myself getting any tattoos. I like them alright, I think they look cool, you know, depending what they are. So yeah, I think tattoos are definitely cool, but they're just not really for me. Oh, that kind of answers the next one. Number four, do you like tattoos or piercings on a significant other? It doesn't really matter to me that much. I guess as long as they don't go like crazy with it, like piercings all over their face or tattoos all over their face, then I'm pretty fine with it. You know, if they want to have their ears pierced or maybe like a nose piercing at the most, I guess I'm okay with that. As long as it doesn't distract from their face, and yeah, I guess that's a good enough answer. Number five, what food do you find yourself eating the most? Bananas. Definitely bananas. I eat a lot of bananas. Yeah, I eat a lot of bananas. Okay, number six, favorite fast food place? Well, there's a chain that is only on the West Coast, so it's not where I live, but it's called, like, Veggie Grill, and it's, like, all vegan, and it's amazing. I've had it a few times in California, and when we went to Seattle last week, it was there, and oh gosh, it's really good. So even though I don't really have access to it where I live, it's definitely my favorite fast food place. Where I live, I guess, I don't know if Subway counts as fast food, but if it does, then probably Subway. Number seven, favorite genre of music? Show tunes and classical music. Probably mostly show tunes, but I listen to a lot of classical music too, so yeah. Number eight, favorite music artist? See, this is hard for me because, like I said, I listen to mostly show tunes, which is like a full cast kind of deal, and it like has to do with the show. And then classical music is like a full band, so there's not like it's not like it's one artist. So I don't really have a favorite singer. I do listen to singers. I don't like only listen to show tunes and classical music. There's a few that I listen to, but I definitely don't have a favorite. So yeah, just gonna go to the next one. Number 9, are you an early bird or a night owl? It definitely depends on what time of year it is for me. During the school year, I'm 100% an early bird. I usually get up at about 5:30, or at least I did. I don't know if that's going to change when I go to college. I have no idea what it's going to be like, but I'm definitely going to be an early bird once the school year starts, just because that's what I've always done. And during the summer, I definitely turn into a night owl. Well, I guess during the summer I turn into, like, a night owl, and then I wake up at a pretty average time of, like, 8:30 or so, sometimes verging on 9, which is not late, but it's definitely not early either, so I usually just end up getting, like, not enough sleep at night. But whatever. Psh, who cares? I can handle it. Number 10. Other than recording audios, what hobbies do you have? I like origami, and I like sewing, and I like walking, like going on walks. I used to run, but I kind of have a messed up ankle, so I can't really run for too long without it hurting. And what else? Well, I definitely play a lot of music, like, my ocarinas and my ukulele, stuff like that. Yeah. Number 11, who is your celebrity crush? Lee Pace, definitely. Yep, Lee Pace. Number 12, do you like where you live? I guess I recognize that Louisiana has a lot of really, really cool history, but, no, I don't really like where I live. I'd really love to move, mainly just because of the people. They're not that great here. Southern hospitality is, you know, definitely very real, but it's just a lot of very small towns that get very, very, very gossipy and, you know, racist and sexist, and yeah, it's not the best place, I guess. But yeah, there is a lot of really, really cool history here, and there's a lot of, like, scenic places, and if you go to, you know, the cool secret back road towns, or, like, villages, more like, you can meet a lot of really, really cool people. Yeah, so there's definitely some cool stuff here, but I don't think I want to live here for the rest of my life, for sure. Number 13, have you ever had a near-death experience? I guess I wouldn't know, because I haven't died. I've never gotten, like, well, I guess I kind of have gotten sick in a non-traditional sense, but I have never gotten, like, a virus or something like that that's made me extremely, you know, sick, like on the verge of death. There was once this huge metal sculpture that almost fell on my head, and if it did fall on my head, I would have probably been, you know, either really, really injured or dead. Once during marching season, I was almost hit in the head with a marching euphonium person. I mean, the person was marching, not the euphonium, but they were holding a euphonium, and it got they were going really quickly, and it actually hit my saxophone, and it totally bent it, the neck, like, backwards, the neck of my saxophone, I mean, and so if I would have just been a few inches forward, then that probably would have hit my face, and that probably could have hurt me pretty badly. I don't know if I would have died, though, because it didn't happen, thank goodness. So, yeah, I guess that's the most dangerous situation, or those are the most dangerous situations that I've been in. Number 14, your current relationship status. That is none of your business. Number 15, when was the last time you cried? I was actually watching Les Mis last night, and I was doing origami while I was watching Les Mis, and I didn't cry, but I definitely teared up. I was watching the 10th anniversary Dreamcast recording on YouTube. It's so good. Oh my god, it's amazing. It's the best cast in the world. Okay, number 16. What is the first thing you usually notice when you meet someone for the first time? I guess I pay a lot of attention to how they treat other people. Not necessarily like how they treat me in conversation, but I like to, you know, observe in a group how they talk to other people, how they interact with them. I think you can tell a lot about a person from how they act around other people, or if they're talking to me about other people, you can tell a lot about them by how much respect, I guess, they give to others. Because I guess I can assume from the way that they talk to others that that's how they also talk to me, and whenever they're talking to me, I don't have as much of a sense of whether people are being polite or not. I just kind of always go with it. And also, if they're gossiping to me about someone else, then it's a good sign that they've probably gossiped about me before to other people, or that they will if I've just met them. So yeah, it kind of tells me how I should act around them and how much I can trust them, you know? So yeah, that's the end of this questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.